Talofa, and here's the news. Two key tests are scheduled today for 16-year-old Hope Myung, the victim of the near drowning at Waitangi 2 weeks ago. KHJ News was unable to use her name until now after her family gave permission. A friend of the Myung family, who's been posting updates on Hope's condition, said a clear definition for Hope's medical state needs to be established before next steps can be selected. This means her mental state must be clear, including both blood flow to the brain and level of brain activity. If either of these conditions cannot be confirmed, she'll likely be considered brain dead, a diagnosis which all but eliminates additional medical action. Doctors at Queen's Hospital Honolulu will conduct cerebral perfusion scans to confirm blood flow to her brain. If blood's not been flowing to her brain, there's nothing else that can be done. Once blood flow is confirmed, brain activity needs to be confirmed. An electrocephalogram, or EEG, will be conducted to provide a sensitive test of the brain's electrical activity. If electrons aren't firing within her brain, again, if electrons aren't firing in her brain, there's nothing else medically that can be done. The family friend wrote, "Please keep those prayers coming, both for Hope and for the Myungs. The emotional stress of the unknown is crushing. It's only the peace of trusting God's perfect plan and the knowledge of the global outpouring of prayer that helps to sustain them at this point." Why does it take 7 weeks for OMV to schedule an appointment for a Real ID driver's license? A woman told KHJ News that she was at OMV when it opened up one morning last week, and she had all the necessary documents for a driver's license. The staff took her payment and gave her an appointment 7 weeks out to return and have her photo for her license taken. We asked Deputy Commissioner of Public Safety, Terry Letuli, about the long wait. He gave this explanation. He said, to avoid people waiting 2 to 3 hours to have their license processed, OMV schedules 25 to 30 people per day. They have you come in with your documents, they check if you have all your documents, and then they set a date for your employment, he explained. Deputy Commissioner Letuli said it takes time to check the documents needed for a license, scan them, and then have them verified off-island. And rather than have people wait while the OMV staff goes through this process, they schedule people to come in later and have their photos for their license taken then. A lawsuit has been filed against ASPA and its CEO, Wallen Fong, alleging mismanagement of a large wind farm project that, according to the plaintiff, would have brought significant power cost savings to ASPA customers. The case alleges ASPA contracted with Green Globe Solutions American Samoa Incorporated, an American Samoa company founded by wind energy executive Christian Thunken, to collect wind data and build a wind farm for the territory. Green Globe collected the needed data for over 3 years, but ASPA withheld key information that could have made this project a success. Ultimately, the project was given to a Japanese company, and ASPA decided to move the project to a new, environmentally fragile location without the necessary wind data. Since then, all progress has stalled. Green Globe eventually assigned its rights to American Samoa Renewable Energy and Mobility, LLC, or ASREM, another renewable energy company founded by Mr. Thunken, who filed the suit. "We've raised these issues with ASPA and lawmakers many times," said Christian Thunken, CEO of ASREM. "We brought all of this to the Attorney General's attention, but were completely ignored. Rather than address the concerns and problems and work with us to help lower the cost for the territory, ASPA and its CEO made outlandish personal attacks. It's sad, because every day you could be paying much less for electricity, but these problems keep happening at ASPA." The lawsuit also alleges that ASPA took Green Globe's intellectual property, including its project designs and wind data, and gave it to the Japanese company, who used it to create their own designs. "Even today, the governor and ASPA are using our wind data to try to sell their different project to investors and regulators," explained Thunken. "Nobody's buying that bait and switch. If the original project had gone forward, it'd already be providing cheap, clean energy to the territory." Thunken is a resident of American Samoa who built his career in the area of production engineering, renewable and power generation, and hybrid smart grid systems. He was recruited by the late ASPA executive director, Utu Abe Malai, in 2018 to move to American Samoa to help develop a wind farm project due to his expertise in the wind energy field and familiarity with the island's power situation gained while running Starkist manufacturing plant Natu'u from the mid-80s to the early 90s. From Samoa, the Secretariat of the Pacific Regional Environmental Program, or SPREP, has partnered with the government of Samoa and the Samoa Outrigger Canoe Association, SOCA, to make the International Va'a Federation World Distance Championship Regatta green and plastic-free. Local businesses and vendors contracted for the International Va'a Federation World Distance Championship, and they are to comply with the event's plastic-free objective and will use only alternative takeaway food and beverage containers in related projects. SP Rep, through the Australian government-funded Pacific Ocean Litter Project, will provide $37,000 Australian dollars of funding to support SOCA in making the World Distance Championship 2023 single-use plastic-free. This includes building public education and awareness of plastic pollution and the single-use plastic issue in Samoa as part of the highly visible event. POLP will also provide reusable water bottles and water-filling stations under the banner of Greening the Games. This is an extension of our combined work with the protection of our ocean, which is the greatest recipient of all land-based pollution and the largest dumping ground for plastic pollution. This significantly affects our marine life and livelihoods, said Samoa's Minister of Natural Resources and Environment, said Toyole Sulusulu Cedric Schuster. The director of SP Rep, Stefano Nawandra, said the Secretariat is honored to be able to support the greening of the games through the POLP project. The effort on what we did in 2019 through the partnership with the government and other partners is delivering the first ever Green Pacific Games, said Nawandra. SOCA will place recycling cages and bins across its venues to promote good waste management practices and prevent leakage. The International Va'a Federation World Distance Championship Regatta will be held in Apia on August 10th through the 19th, and more than 1,000 people from overseas are expected to be in Apia. And that's the news.